Well, was there like an aha moment when you thought, I've got to write a book about this. This is going to be a great book. Or had you kind of been mulling this for a while?
No, I mean, this is not something that has been on the top of my mind for the last 10 years or anything. But in 2009, when you might remember Governor Perry in Texas gave a speech to a Tea Party rally that you came to think of it as his secession speech, but actually he did not call for secession. He just gave a speech to a bunch of people waving secede signs and attacked the federal government. And then afterwards said something like, you know, certainly it's a fine union. We don't want to leave it unless they do something bad. And then who knows what'll happen if they keep, you know, disobeying. He didn't seem like he really was. I wasn't feeling the love as the rest of the country. And I kept thinking, what, why, and you saw that in Texas so much. There were so many of these demonstrations, so much anger against the federal government. And I kept thinking, of all places, why is Texas so angry? They've been setting the agenda for the last 30 years. If you look back at, you know, the savings and loan crisis happened because, in part because the federal government changed the regulations on savings and loan to reflect the ones that Texas had, because Texas SNLs were making a lot of money. This was actually because they were cooking the books, but nobody picked that up quite at that point. The deregulation of banks and the deregulation of the financial markets that we've felt so much about over the last few years. That, I mean, 5 billion people were involved in that, but one of the very, very biggest players was Senator Graham mm-hmm. from Texas. So you've got the banking deregulation. No Child Left Behind. Our federal laws right now on schools, the way we operate our schools under the federal system, is all based on George W. Bush's experiences in Texas. And then you have the environment. The environment, when Bush W. ran for president the first time, the Republican platform said that he intended to do for the environment nationally what he had done for the environment in Texas, which was terrifying because Texas had the most polluted air and water in the entire country at that yeah. point. It just, I mean, it seemed like a lot of stuff. And then somebody sent me a headline from one of the Texas papers that said, "Man beats woman with frozen armadillo." And I thought, I really want to know more.
Well, you have a duty as a journalist.
Frozen armadillos are the weapon of choice just sounds to me like a place that I wish to know more about.
You mentioned Rick Perry and this secessionist undercurrent, I guess. I mean, how serious is that? Are there enough Texans unhappy with the federal government for that to actually happen?
No. I think they did a poll, and something like 17% of the respondents said they thought it would be a good idea. And it's my experience that you can get 17% of the respondents in a poll to say virtually anything.
I don't have much experience with Texas. I've been to the airports in Dallas and Houston. But, you know, the people I've met from there seem to have that certain joy of living quality that's not always evident elsewhere.
They're very, you know, the people in Texas that I met are just sort of amazingly charming. And it's fascinating to me that they have such a sense of being Texans. You know, it's just really, really, really intense. You know, I'm from Ohio, and I always liked Ohio, but we never wore T-shirts saying, "Don't mess with Ohio."
How have Texans responded to the book?
Well, it's early on now. I haven't heard too much. I'm going down there in a little bit, and we'll see. I think I will have to just count on the natural graciousness of Texans to get me out of there alive.
Well, Gail Collins is a national columnist for the New York Times. Her book is called As Texas Goes, How the Lone Star State Hijacked the American Agenda. She's coming to Louisville to talk about it. She'll be at the Louisville Free Public Library on June 28th. Well, we look forward to meeting you, and Gail Collins, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here.